Dear fortunate souls doing Bhakti Vaibhav, the study of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are starting second canto with V.I.H.C. Vrindavan. Hope we will be together for 3 weeks to discuss the first three chapters of second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This canto is the smallest canto of Srimad Bhagavatam with only 10 chapters. But this canto has most important subject matter of whole Bhagavatam. In this canto, we have prayers by Sukhdev Goswami. In this canto, we have 4 seed verses of Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Chaturshloki. In this canto, we have the 10 subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is the canto where the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam opened his lotus mouth, the Sukhdev Goswami. So, basically, this canto is a sadhan, means how to practice bhakti. And Sharavan and Kirtan both are most important throughout the canto. So, the 10th canto, chapter 1, before we start, we pray at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who have made this grace jewel of all scripture in an international language, that we are now able to understand through his elaborate, ecstatic and realized purpose in the line of the parampara. We are begging for his mercy and the mercy of the previous acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, whose commentary we'll refer oftentimes. And we pray to all the Vaishnavas that Bhagavatam can only be realized, understood by the mercy of Bhagavata person. You have discussed that Bhagavata is book and Bhagavata is a person. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bhagavata should be discussed with Bhagavata person. If the speaker is a Bhagavata person, and the subject matter is a Bhagavat book, then definitely the sincere student will get the real benefit. And right in the last part of this second canto, you will come across the advice given by Brahmaji to the Nard, that you elaborate on this seed verses of Bhagavatam, and any speaker of Bhagavatam, his only motive should be to awaken the love of Krishna, which is in everybody's heart. So that is really the purpose of Bhagavatam. When we speak Bhagavatam, we hear Bhagavatam, we discuss Bhagavatam, we do the bhakti vaibhav to understand Bhagavatam, the only one purpose, mission should be to awaken the love of Sri Krishna. So, the first chapter is named by Srila Prabhupada, First Step in God Realization. first step in God realization. In this section, we will get the description of universal form of the Lord, which is called technically in this section Virat Roop. There is a universal form, Vishwa Roop, Virat Roop. So this Virat Roop is for creation. Now, I don't know if I can share with you my screen. I am not very expert. But from the Jalduta diary of Srila Prabhupada, in a diary which Srila Prabhupada has written on Jalduta, he said, Canto 1 is absolute truth. So Ajay is there, huh? Welcome, Ajay. Ajay Goel, welcome. So Canto 1 is absolute truth. Canto 2 is symptoms of objectivity. So the name given to the second canto on the Jalduta diary by Srila Prabhupada is Symptoms of Objectivity. And the third canto Srila Prabhupada named Creation of Material World. And the fourth canto is Sub-Creators. Sub-Creators. And the fifth canto is Planetary System. And the sixth canto, Lord the Protector. The seventh canto, Creative Impetus. Eighth canto, Change of Manpower. Ninth canto, Science of God. Tenth canto, The Cause of All Causes. 11th canto, The Path of Liberation. And 12th canto, Samam Bonan. This is what Srila Prabhupada has in his diary on Jalduta. When Srila Prabhupada was beginning 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he wrote, throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are description of 10 subject matters. By the way, are you familiar with the 10 subject matters of Bhagavatam? Yes? Dear students, are you familiar with the 10 subject matters of Bhagavatam? Ekanta is saying yes, I think. The first is called Sarga. Sarga. Which means creation by Lord Vishnu. Second subject matter is called Visarga, secondary creation by Brahma and others. The third subject matter, this will be a complete seminar for you in the last part of this section, but it is better to know the third subject matter of Bhagavatam is Sthana. Sthana. Sthana is the another word for sthana in Bhagavatam is Vaikuntha Vijay. Vaikuntha Vijay or Sthana, that is planetary systems, the geography and astronomy. And the fourth subject matter is Poshan, or protection and nourishment given by the Lord, Poshan.
Can you repeat, please, the second one? I didn't hear well.
Visarga. Visarga. It means secondary creation by
okay.
Brahma.
Thank you.
So we have done up till 4, right? Saraga, Visarga, Sthana, Poshana. You want to know, you have your second canto in hand? You have the book in hand? Go to the last chapter 10 and see the verse number 1. All these words are there. You find the second canto, 10th chapter, verse number 1, all 10 matters are, 10 subject matter are written there. Sarga visarga isthana poshana uti manvantara, is like that?
Yes, yes.
Uti,
yes.
Uti means actually karma vasana. It means a different karma according to different modes of nature which give rise to different bodies. It's called uti. You know, generally uti means when you make the cloth, you know, to make the cloth you have some vertical and horizontal things, and then they will you make cloth. So uti actually means weaving the cloth. So that is the meaning of uti, which means how the bodies are made by the influence of three modes of material nature. And after uti is manvantar, which is universal administration. Manvantar means administration of the universe. And after manvantar is ishanu katha. Ish means supreme lord and anu means follower. Ishanu katha. And then there is Nirodha, Mukti and Ashraya. Nirodha, Mukti means liberation, Ashraya means shelter. And the next verse, if you look, it says, all 9 are simply to take shelter of Supreme Lord. So what I was... what is in first section which we are discussing right now is sometimes the whole canto is designated for one subject matter, and sometimes in each canto there are many subjects. So this is Srila Prabhupada. At the beginning of sixth canto he said throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam there are description of 10 subject matters, including creation, subsequent creation and planetary system, which means sarga, visarga and sthan. Sukhdev Goswami, the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, has already described creation, fourth canto generally. Sorry, creation in third canto. Subsequent creation in fourth canto. And planetary system in fifth canto. Prabhupada writes there. Now in this sixth canto, which consists of 19 chapters, he will describe portion or protection by the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada has written in the beginning of sixth canto like that. Now, to begin with second canto, we have to see the connection with the first canto. And the connection is questioned by Parikshit Maharaj from 1932. So you may not have handy first canto, but the 1932, the question is, O Brahman, today we low born Kshatriya, or we low Kshatriya, have become respected by saints, because we have been purified by your coming as a guest out of your mercy. So this is the appearance of Sukhdev Goswami at the bank of Ganges, where Maharaj Parikshit was fasting, and all the great sages and even couple incarnation of Supreme Lord, Vyasdev, Narad, they were present, and Sukhdev Maharaj appeared there, who was not recognized by ordinary people. So on seeing Sukhdev Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj said, simply from remembering you, man's houses even become immediately purified. What to speak of seeing, touching, washing your feet and giving you a seat. This is all Parikshit Maharaj offered to great Sukhdev Goswami. And then he said, O great yogi, O greatest of Patakani Mahanti Api. Patakani Mahanti Api means the greatest sins are destroyed immediately. Sadhyo Nashyanti. By closeness to you, the Sanidhyat. If anybody who comes in contact with the saintly people, like yourself, all the greatest sins are immediately vanquished. Just as the demons are destroyed by closeness to the Lord, Vishnu, Sura, Itra, Eva. If the demon goes to the Supreme Lord, they will be destroyed. And the sinful people come in contact with saintly people, sins are destroyed. And 35, Parikshit Maharaj says, because of affection for his cousins, the Pandavas, Lord Sri Krishna, dear to the Pandavas, has shown friendship with me, their descendant, by sending you. It means your coming here, Sukhdev, is actually arranged by Sri Krishna. Because he was very dear to Pandava and I am the descendant of Pandava. Now, based on this description, Srila Prabhupada used to quote this common verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is that? Brahmanda Brahmete koi bhagi jwan ji Guru Krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata bija. He is the most fortunate for whom Krishna arranged the spiritual master. And then he used to say, Parikshit did not go to search for a spiritual master. Krishna has arranged Sukhdev Goswami to enlighten Parikshit Maharaj. Dhurva Maharaj did not go to find the spiritual master. Krishna arranged Narad Muni to come and enlighten him. So, O Brahman, you do not stay in houses of the attached householders. Even for the time it takes to milk a cow, it means you are wandering mendicant, you never stay at one place. Otherwise, how is it possible that men like us, at the moment of death, miryamananam, can see a perfected being like you? Te saṃsiddhasya darshanam. Saṃsiddhasya means completely pure. Whose movements are unknown, because you move on your own by the direction of Supreme. Nobody knows where you go. And is the most munificent vanishyaha. Verse number 37 says, I ask the Supreme Guru of Yogis, Yoginam Param Gurum, what is the complete perfection, Saṃsiddhim, for all people, for all times, for all places? This is the part A of the question by Parikshit Maharaj. As a Vaishnava, he is asking for all people, for all times, for all places. And then he said, and what is to be done at the time of death, actually, for attaining the perfection for a man about to die? This is the second part. Yat karyam sarvatha mriyamanasya purushasya. It means first question is for everybody and second question is personally for himself, who is about to depart. So this is a characteristic of a Vaishnava. He wanted everybody's benefit and then he wanted his benefit. Now, Srila Prabhupada has a purport which you have already done in a first canto, first chapter, fourth verse. The great sages are always anxious to do good to the people in general. And as such, the sages headed by Sanak and others assembled at this holy place of Naimasharanya with a program for performing a great and continuous chain of sacrificial ceremonies. Forgetful men do not know the right path for peace and prosperity. However, the sages know it well, and therefore for the good of all men, they are always anxious to perform acts which may bring about peace in the world. So they are sincere friends to all living entities. And at the risk of great personal inconvenience, They are always engaged in signs, service of the Lord for good of all people. So this is what actually means that Parikshit Maharaj was doing good for all. Now there is a one verse from 7th canto, 9th chapter, 44. O Lord, generally the sages, desiring their own liberation, practice silence and live alone, not interested in others' welfare. Rejecting those miserly sages, I do not desire liberation all alone. I do not see any shelter other than you for those wandering blindly in this world. So this is a comparison of the sages of the Namsharanya with the other sages. Like Srila Prabhupada's language, there are Bhajan Anandi and there are Goshti Anandi. Bhajan Anandi, they want to chant for their benefit, but Goshti Anandi go and preach. So actually what we are discussing is Parikshit Maharaj is concerned for all of his dependent citizens, and he wanted the benefit for all before his departure. And then verse number 38 of 1st canto 9th chapter says, O Master, please tell me what men must hear, chant, remember and worship. Four things. And the second canto start by answering this question first. And what they should not hear, chant, remember and worship. So what they should do is called vidhi, and what they should not do is called nishedh. It's a do and don'ts, rules and regulation. So this is the questions asked by Parikshit Maharaj at the beginning of, or at the end of the first canto, 19th chapter. So now we are starting our second canto. The theme, first theme in this chapter is Sukhdev Goswami answer Parikshit's question in brief by establishing the superiority of bhakti. And this section will go till verse number 11, 1 to 11. So verse number 1 to 11 is Sukhdev Goswami answers Parikshit's question in brief by establishing the superiority of bhakti. Now we are reading the verse number 1 of our second canto. So everybody please. Sri Shuka Vacha Varyanesha Prashnaha Kirto Lokahitam Nirpa Atmavita Samantaha Ponsham Shrota Vyadishu Yaha Paraha. This is actually Sukhdev Maharaj is so much pleased and was very happy and jubilant by the wonderful question and questions of Parikshit Maharaj that actually he forgot to offer the Mangalacharan. He started answering straight away. By the time when you reach the chapter number 4, when the question will be asked about creation, at that time Sukhdev Goswami will remember, I must offer now my Mangalacharan. So actually the Mangalacharan of Sukhdev Goswami is in chapter 4. But he was so much moved and very happy to hear the question of Parikshit Maharaj. He said, Vareyam Nirpa, O King, your question are most excellent. Vareyam te krito esh prasannaha. And what is that most important? You have asked about the ultimate benefit of all people, all time, all places. Wow, your question is magnanimous, is excellent. And then your question, which is the highest among all such questions, Shrotavyadishu yaha paraha, what should be heard, this is the topmost in that. is beneficial for people, loka hitam, and approved by assembly of sages, atmavata samantaha. All the saintly people approve such questions. So the verse summary is like this. It is an excellent question because it is beneficial for all and is approved by all sages. So this is the first verse that we are discussing. Now you see the same verse what Srila Prabhupada has given us the purport of this verse. So Srila Prabhupada's translation is, Sri Sukadev Goswami said, my dear king, your question is glorious, varayam, because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people, lokitam. The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing, Shrotavya Param. Shrotavya Adishu Paraha. Paraha means supreme. And is approved by all transcendentalists. Samantaha, Atmavit, transcendentalist. Atmavit means those who know the soul and are science of the soul. Samantaha means approved. I am just reading a overview of this whole second canto by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says, offering respect to Guru and Krishna, the ocean of mercy, I take shelter of Sukadev Goswami, the eye of the universe, and master of the master of the worlds. I offer myself and everything I possess to He who is the life of gopis, Gopinath, the controller, for service to His dear devotees. So this is his prayer to the Parampara and Sukadev Maharaj and Gopinath and the devotees. In 10th chapter of 2nd canto, Sukadev begins by describing three chapters how this scripture originates from Narayana. So Bhagavatam is coming from Supreme Lord. That he will discuss in three chapters. In one chapter, the excellence of bhakti is described. Three chapters describe the conversation between Brahma and Supreme Lord. One chapter describes the question of Parikshat. And one chapter describes instruction of Lord to Brahma. And the canto is summarized. In the first chapter, what we are going to do now, in the first chapter, the process of meditation on the part of universal form, such as the feet, practiced in Ashtanga Yoga, is described. So what is in the first canto? The process of meditation on the part of the universal form, such as feet, as practiced in Ashtanga Yoga, is described. Now, at the end of the previous canto, means first canto, Parikshit asked, what is perfection and means to perfection, and what is to be heard, chanted, remembered and worshipped, as well as what is not to be heard, chanted, remembered and worshipped. Sukadev rejoiced at this question. This is best, Varyam. The question is asked by you are beneficial to the people. This is not material question. This is approved by the sages present in your assembly who are known of the Atma, Atmavit. Because they have come here for that purpose alone. Even the question asked by the devotees should be heard, chanted and remembered. Among the questions about what is to be heard, chanted, remembered, this is the best question, the ultimate, because there is nothing higher. That question alone, if heard, chanted and remembered, will make people completely successful. Further, by hearing the answer given by me to that question, you will become successful. Now, about such questions, there is a verse in 10th canto, 1st chapter, 16th verse. Vasudeva katha prasan purusham trin punati vaktaram prachakam shrotram yatapada salilam yatha. The Ganges emanating from the toes of Lord Vishnu purify three worlds, upper, middle and lower, planetary system. Similarly, when one asks question about the pastime and characteristics of Lord Vasudeva or Krishna, three varieties of men are purified, the speaker, the one who asks the question, and general people who hear. So three are purified by good questions. Now Srila Prabhupada's purport we read. Even the very question is so nice that it is the best subject matter for hearing. So question itself is so nice that it is the best subject matter for hearing. Simply by such question and hearing, questioning and hearing, which means Sharvan and Kirtan actually, one can achieve the highest perfection of life. Everybody in this world is asking some question, somebody is answering something, but all that is for bondage. But the question and answer about Lord Sri Krishna and his activities and names are only purifying and liberating. Because Lord Krishna is original source, original supreme person, any question about him is original and perfect. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the highest perfection of life is to achieve the transcendental loving service of Krishna. Because question answer about Krishna elevate one to that transcendental position. The question of Maharaj Parikshit about Krishna philosophy are greatly glorified. Maharaj Parikshit wanted to absorb his mind completely in Krishna. And such absorption can be effected simply by hearing about the uncommon activities of Krishna. For instance, Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that simply by understanding the transcendental nature of Lord Krishna's appearance, disappearance and activities, one can immediately return home back to Godhead and never come back to this miserable condition of the material existence. Which is this verse, by the way? Yes, some student, please.
Rika.
Yes, janma karam cha me devyam evam yoveti tatvata tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. This is 4:9, I think. 4:8. 4th chapter, 8th verse, I think. It is very auspicious, therefore, to hear always about Krishna. So Maharaj Parikshit requests Sukadeva Goswami to narrate the activities of Krishna so that he could engage his mind in Krishna. The activities of Krishna are non-different from Krishna himself. As long as one is engaged in hearing such transcendental activities of Krishna, he remains aloof from conditioned life of material existence. The topics of Lord Krishna are so auspicious that they purify the speaker, the hearer and inquirer. This is the verse just we read. Vasudeva prasan punati triyam. Prichatam, the one who asks question. Vaktaram, one who speak, and Shrotavyan, those who hear. They are compared to the Ganga water, water of the Ganges, which flow from the tomb of Lord Krishna. Wherever the Ganga water go, they purify the land, the person who bathe in them. Similarly, Krishna Katha, or the topic of Krishna, are so pure that wherever they are spoken, the place, the hearer, the inquirer, the speaker are concerned, all concerned become purified. Now, before we go to the second verse, you have any question or comment?
Yes, I just couldn't remember the titles of chapters that Srila Prabhupada gave on Jaladuta. Maybe you can post somewhere the list, the names of this chapter.
Well, I have this list with me. I think I will make a screenshot and send it to the Rameshwari. She will share with you all.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes.
This is my obligations. So you were saying in the 2.10.1, Sarga Visarga. So in that, you were saying for the planetary systems, you were saying the Vaikuntha Vijaya.
Say again? Vaikuntha. This will come in a 12th chapter. All these names are also renamed and repeated in 12th canto also. So there are the other words used for that same thing. This town is called Vaikuntha Vijaya. Uti is called Karma Vasana.
But this planetary systems here, Sthanam, refers to the planetary systems of this universe.
Well, this universe, yes.
But the Sthanam, what is referred in 12th canto is the Vaikuntha Vijaya is the ultimate destination, that is the liberate.
Actually, the purpose of question, the subject matter is not actually planetary system. Purpose is who is original creator of this. Therefore, Vaikuntha Vijaya is ultimate purpose of this. This is not material science of astronomy or geography. The beyond, through that we have to see who is the creator of that. So this is the Vijaya of the Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means Vishnu.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, in the same verse, there is a word Nirodha, which means going back home, back to Godhead. But so many places we have heard the meaning of the word Nirodha is destruction.
See, Nirodha has two meaning. One meaning which we are taking in 12th canto is actually annihilation. And there are four type of annihilation which you will discuss when you discuss Nirodha. But the another meaning of the Nirodha which is given by some acharyas, not in our line, is being absorbed in Krishna Katha. That you forget yourself. And they gave example like when the Brijabasis see Krishna Leela, they forget everything. So there is also sort of a Nirodha. So there is a one meaning of absorption in Krishna Leela is a Nirodha. But our Acharya have taken the Nirodha as a 12th canto, particularly different type of annihilations or what is called Pralaya.
Thank you so much, Guruji. It makes so much sense. Thank you so much.
Okay, now I am just elaborating more on the first verse. In 4th canto, 22nd chapter, verse number 18, Sanat Kumar said, O king, so he is speaking to Maharaj Prithu, you who are learned and who think of the welfare of all beings have asked well. The mind of devotees are of this nature. So this is like Parikshat Maharaj's mind was of a great devotee. So his question was for the benefit for everybody. So similar question was asked by Prithu Maharaj and Sant Kumar glorified the question. So there is a quotation you can say when you want to support or you want to speak on this verse, then you can quote the verse 422.18. And then 10.1.16, this is verse we already discussed. Vasudeva katha prashan puna purushan trin punatihi vaktaram prachaktam shrotrim tatapada salilam yatha. This is quoted in our purport by Srila Prabhupada. Just as the Ganges emanating from the toe of the Vishnu purifies three worlds, the upper, middle and lower planetary system, by the question about the pastime and characteristic of Lord Vasudev Krishna, three varieties of men are purified. The speaker or preacher, he who inquires, and the people in general who listen. Who do you think is the best beneficiary out of the three?
The one who speaks.
Yeah, perfectly right. One who speaks, because he is doing the two anga of bhakti, shravan and kirtan. Because he is speaking and he is also hearing. The others are only hearing, or one is asking question, is doing kirtan. But one who is speaking will be benefited double. Now there is a, in the same continuity of the 4:22:18 after this 19, it says, the assembly of the devotees of the assembly of the devotees of hearers and listeners is desirable, because the discussion and answers is spread benefit to both parties. So there it says, the listener and hearer both are benefited, because there is nobody to ask question. So this is a sangamaha khalo sadhunam ubhyasham cha samantaha yata sambhashana samprashnaha sarvesham vitanotisam. So the both are benefited. Now we are going to the verse number 2. Now, so first Sukhdev Maharaj is glorifying the first question of Parikshit Maharaj, that what is the benefit for all, and one, what one should do when he is about to die. So he just simply glorified the question. But now verse number 2, 3 and 4, he is going to speak what should not be heard, what should not be remembered, what should not be worshipped. So first he is speaking something about what should not be done. Shrotravyadini Rajendra Nirnam Santi Sahasrasha Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Greshu Graha Medhinam. O King Rajendra, there are Santi, thousands of topics that can be heard, Shrotravyadini Sahasrasha, by those who do not inquire about the goal of life. Atma Tattvam, Atma Tattvam, Apashyatam Nirnam. Nirnam means people. Atma Tattvam, which means life of the goal. Those who are attached to the house, Grahamedhi, commit five type of violence. Greshu Grahamedhinam. The summary of the verse is, there are unlimited topic to hear for the attached householder who do not inquire about the goal of life. So there is a one line written by Vishwanath Chakravarti. They have five type of violence in every grihastha's house. Anybody can elaborate on this? What are the five type of violence which are committed in every grihastha's house?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Prabhuji, while cooking, when we burn fire, that time the entities are burnt.
Okay, yes. This is technically is called five, pancha shunu. Pancha means five, shunu means murder. Five murders every householder is doing unintentionally. When, as you said, when igniting fire, then filling water, using tap water, so many living entities we see with our eyes going. And then when sweeping the home, and then when sorting the grain, we take the small insect out of the grains.
Can you explain what that is? I don't understand the fourth one. What is that?
You have not seen it. When we have a sort of grain before we cook, we see if there is any insect, we take that out and throw that out. And it means that that insect who was eating that grain, we throw that out, and he will die.
Okay.
He will die. Yeah. And when we making the say in a machine, even when the grains, they are dehusking the grain, so many small insects are actually killed. Therefore, the five yajna every grihastha has to do. These are five yajna for every grihastha, generally speaking.
Okay.
Parigraha Medhis actually.
Rinpoche, what is the fifth kind of violence? Fourth I got till fifth one.
This is called unintentional, unknown, automatic killing of the small insect going on in all householders' house.
Therefore, so by filling water, while cleaning the house, and while sorting the grains,
yes.
Then fifth one.
Fifth one. What is fifth one? There is a full Sanskrit word for verse for that. Five type of violence is committed. This is Chakravarti Varpath's for Graha Medhi's word. I think what exactly word.
Isn't it by walking?
Not exactly, Shyam Sundar. Walking is, yes, that is also we kill, but it's not everybody's walking. But particularly those householder, in their household affairs, they are doing something.
But by sweeping.
By breathing.
By sweeping.
Sweeping, I said. Sweeping is there.
Cooking, cleaning, grain sorting, sweeping, cooking, cleaning.
Yeah, cooking, particularly when filling water. Cooking, fire are two. One is cooking and fire is one. Water is two. Sweeping is third, and fourth is sorting grain. And there is a fifth one.
Guruji, maybe is cutting the vegetables.
I don't know exactly. The word is some technical word is there. I don't remember right now. I know that's called panchasuna. Panchasuna is a word, and five yagyas are performed to rectify this. Unintentional violence in the house. And the five yagya, anybody knows the five yagya?
No.
While grinding atta for...
grinding or salting, say for grinding, same thing. If you call, we can say grinding, then that will be fifth. Separate, but I think grinding is there. But with salting...
Italy, dosa, like that.
Yeah, grinding is also there. So the five counteracting these violences, what are these five? This is called Bhut Yagya, Athati Yagya, Dev Yagya, Rishi Yagya. So one is called taking care of the guest, that is called Athati Yagya. One is called Bhut Yagya, giving the, some feeding the cows, feeding the dog, feeding the ants, putting a water for the birds in a hot season. This is called Bhut Yagya. And then there is Rishi Yagya, who has given us a scripture. So Prabhupada's books, if we read, this is our Rishi Yagya. Reading the scripture for the saintly people who has given us a scripture, third yagya, fourth is Dev Yagya, worshipping Supreme Lord ultimately. And fifth is called Pitra Yagya, our forefathers who has actually given us the house, our all living facilities, even giving birth. So there is something to be offered to the forefathers, like Shraddh ceremony and other. These are... But somehow or other, when those devotees who completely surrender to Mukunda, they are not obliged to all this. So we are reading the commentary for the second verse. Later, it will be explained that the perfection is attained at the feet of Lord, and that is accomplished by hearing and chanting the names and pastime of the Lord. So this perfection for all people will be explained in verse number 5 and verse number, I think, 11, yes. This is the highest process. However, the question was also asked, what should not be heard, chanted and remembered. Therefore, in three verses, it means verse number 2, 3 and 4. In these three verses, This is answered by describing what? Remember, Sukhdev Goswami is answering the what should not be done, what should not be chanted, remembered and heard. And he is describing in 3 verses, 2, 3 and 4. And what is describing in that? Karma Yoga. Atma Tattva means, who am I? What should I do? What is my future? That is called Atma Tattva has 4 questions. Who am I? What should I do? What is my future? How will I get deliverance? Those living in the house do not ask this question. Apashyatam. Grahamedhina means those who are attached to their house, absorbed in 5 sins in house. Medhi, the word medhi, why this word of 5 violence is written by Chakravarti Pad? He said, graha medhi. Medhi means violence. The word medhir, medhir, M-E-D-H-I-R, long, which means violence. Now, Srila Prabhupada's purport is, first, he is classifying the 2 types of householders. Or somebody can read this? Please start reading Srila Prabhupada's purport.
In the material scriptures, there are 2 nomenclatures for the householder's life. One is Grihastha and the other is Grahamedhi. The Grihasthas are those who live together with wife and children and live transcendently for realizing the ultimate truth.
Okay, this is called Grastha. It is called Grastha Ashram. And usually in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says, if Grastha has 4 things in his house, in a 13th chapter, he said, if they have a small temple of the Supreme Lord, number one. Number two, if they cook the bhoga and offer to the deities and honor the prasad. Number three, if they read the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita at their home. And number four, if they chant holy name Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then they are called Grastha, they are living in a Vaikuntha. Now, go to the Grahamedhis, yes?
The Grahamedhis, however, are those who live only for the benefit of the family members, extended or centralized, and thus are envious of others. The word Medhi indicates jealousy of others. The Grahamedhis, being interested in family affairs only, are certainly envious of others. Therefore, one Grahamedhi is not on good terms with another Grahamedhi. And in the extended form, one community, society or nation is not on good terms with another counterpart of selfish interest. In the age of Kali, all the householders are jealous of one another because they are blind to knowledge of ultimate truth. They have many subject matters for hearing, political, scientific, social, economic and so on. But due to poor fund of knowledge, they set aside the question of the ultimate miseries of life, namely miseries of birth, death, old age and disease. Factually, the human life is meant for making an ultimate solution to birth, death, old age and disease. But the Grahamedhis, being illusioned by the material nature, forget everything about self-realization. The ultimate solution to the problems of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. And thus, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.16, the miseries of material existence, birth, death, old age and disease are removed. Should I read further?
Somebody should go. So see, what is verse number 8.15?
8.16.
Sir, 8.15 with me is a 15. Is 8.15 or 16?
Let. I am opening the book.
So nobody should come back in this world and everybody should go back to Godhead, okay? So what we have gathered from this purport is Srila Prabhupada is saying Gra Medhi. Medhi word means envious. Earlier we understood Medhi means violence. So now we have 2 meanings. One is violence and other is enviousness. So Srila Prabhupada is elaborating that since the householder which are centered only for satisfaction of their own immediate family or extended family, which means the society, the nation, so they all are envious of one another. And because they are envious and they have no knowledge of real purpose of the human life or mission of the human life, and they never ask the question about self-realization. So real problem they never solved, which is jara mrityu jara vyadhi or janma mrityu jara vyadhi. So this is what they are actually, apashyatam atma tattvam. This is the explanation of apashyatam atma tattvam. They never ask, who am I, what I am going to do, what is my goal, what should be my ultimate destination, how can I solve my problems. They are simply only focus on eating, mating, defending on that level. So now the rest of the purport, the process of going back home, back to Godhead, is to hear about Supreme Lord and His name, form, attributes, pastime, paraphernalia and virginities. Foolish people do not know this. They want to hear something about the name, form, etc., everything temporary. And they do not know how to utilize this propensity of hearing for ultimate good, misguided as they are. They also create some false literature about the name, form, attribute, etc. of the ultimate truth. This means Mayavadi and other people, they misguide people. They say some different name of the Lord, about He has no form, He has no name, you know, He is all pervading, He is within you and you are same. One should not therefore become a Grahamedi, simply to exist for envying others. One should become a real householder in terms of scripture injection. So we are going to the verse number 3. Any question, comment, or some word of wisdom? Nidriya hriyate naktam vyavayena vachava vayaha divacharthaya rajan arathe haya rajan kutamba bharane nava. O king Rajan, life is wasted at night. Vaya hriyate naktam. Naktam means night. And vaya means life. And hriyate means wasted. In sleeping or in sex enjoyment, nidriya means sleeping, va vivayena. Life is wasted during the day, divacha, by desiring material object, artha iyaya, or supporting family members, kutamma bharmena. So verse summary is, such people waste night in sleeping and sex and waste the day in supporting the family. So in the first canto, 10th verse, first canto, 2nd chapter, 10th verse, it says, for one who desire upvarg, means liberation, sense pleasure attained from enjoying sense objects is not the goal, as long as one lives. The goal of life is inquiring into the highest truth. What is accomplished by prescribed duties is not the goal. It means one ashram is ultimately, is not the goal. So, kamasya nendriyaha priti labho jiveta yavata jivasya tattva jigyasa nartho yaschet karambi. Very, very famous verse, this set of verses describing the religiosity, economical development, sense gratification and liberation. So this is about the enjoyment which the Grahamedis are doing. Now we are going to the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada translates the verse, the lifetime of such an envious householder, Grahamedi, is passed at night either in sleeping or in sex indulgence, and in the daytime either in making money or maintaining family members. Very simple. Chakravarti Payat writes, they spend their life uselessly. Life span is wasted by sleeping at night. If you see sometime Prahlad Maharaj speak, if somebody lives for 100 years, 10 years in childhood are gone. 10 years in old age are gone. You cannot do anything. 1/3 you are sleeping. So, ultimately you have hardly left the, say 20 years or something in your hand. And if you waste that also, then what is the gain? And nowadays almost in a queue for so many things, people are wasting almost 3-4 years of their life in queues. And getting ticket and paying bill and all this. Now somehow this is online, but before this was a one way people are wasting their... So many people are traveling from one place to other place for a job and wasting the time of the life simply traveling. Or it is decreased because night is unsuitable for action because they have to sleep, they cannot do anything. Or it is decreased with the sex life, since this is not forbidden for the karmis. Life span is decreased during the day by desiring to accumulate object. Arthe yaha. For without objects, one cannot either perfect karma nor support family members. Because in karma yoga, one is obliged to support a family. Just stand for perfection of karma. Okay. Srila Prabhupada's purpose. Somebody can read.
I will read, Maharaj.
Okay, try.
Thank you. Sorry. The present human civilization is primarily based on the principles of sleeping and sex indulgence at night and earning money in the day and spending the same for family maintenance. Such a form of human civilization is condemned by the Bhagavad school.
So Bhagavad is school. What is Bhagavad is school? Such a human civilization which are only using their night for sleeping and sex indulgence and day in earning money and spending in the day, such civilization is condemned by Bhagavata school. What is Bhagavata school?
Our institute, which is preaching.
Bhagavata school means the devotees of the Lord. Bhagavata, those who follow the Bhagavan and his instructions, they are called Bhagavatas. And Bhagavata school means devotees. So those who are Krishna conscious or devotees, they don't recommend this type of civilization. Why? The answer is given. Read the next line, a paragraph.
Okay. Because human life is a combination of matter and spirit, so the whole process of Vedic knowledge is directed at liberating the spirit soul from the contamination of matter. The knowledge concerning this is called Atma Tattva.
So now somebody should explain what is the meaning of Atma Tattva.
In the knowledge of the soul.
The knowledge by which one can liberate the spirit soul from contamination of matter is called Atma Tattva. Okay.
Further, those men who are too materialistic are unaware of this knowledge and are more inclined to economic development. For material enjoyment.
And what are the technical name for economical development and material enjoyment? Sanskrit name for these two?
Dharma, Artha. Dharma and Artha.
Not Dharma, but Artha is economical artha. Development. And the material enjoyment is Kama.
Kama, Artha, Kama. So,
this is the problem. The whole material civilization has forgot the first thing, Dharma. And they forgot the fourth thing, moksha or liberation. They are only interested in two things. The economical development and sense enjoyment, it means the earth and kama. So they don't have a beginning of dharma. It is not based, earth is not based, or economical development not based on the dharma. And enjoyment is leading to repeated birth and death. It is not going to lead to the liberation. So only the modern civilization is involved in two things. The economical development and sense gratification. Okay?
Such materialistic men are called karmis or fruitive laborers, and they are allowed regulated economic development or association of women for sex inversion. Those who are above the karmis, that is the gyanis, rupees and the devotees, are strictly prohibited from sex inversion. Their karmas are more or less devoid of atma tattva knowledge as such their life is spent without spiritual profit. The human life is not meant for hard labor, for economic development, nor is it meant for sex indulgence like that of the dogs and the hogs. It is specially meant for making a solution to the problems of material life and the miseries thereof. So the karmis base their valuable human life by sleeping in sex indulgence at night and by laboring hard in the daytime to accumulate wealth, and after doing so they try to improve the standards of materialistic life. The materialistic way of life is described here in a nutshell, and how foolishly men waste the boon of human life is described as follows.
So who are the people they are indulging only in economical development and sense gratification? What is the title of those names, of those people who are only having two priorities?
Karmis, gyanis.
They are called karmis. They are only called karmis. They are karmis. And they are the one who are blind towards atma tattva. They are blind towards self-realization. They are working hard. Above them are jnanis and yogis and devotees. They are above the karmis, because they are not much interested in sense enjoyment. And the most powerful sense enjoyment is sex. They are not into it. Now Srila Prabhupada says, the human life is not meant for hard labor, for economical development, or for enjoyment. It simply we have to really get out of material bondage and deliver the soul. So mostly, who are the people condemned here as a Grahamadi? They are karmis. They are karmis, because karmis has all. They have to work, they have to earn, they have to maintain families, so they usually forget the main aim of the life, that is the Atma Tattvam. Now, yes?
I have a question here. Here it is mentioned the karmis are considered, are defined as their interest in economic development for material enjoyment.
Say again?
So, the karmis are interested in material enjoyment and sense gratification.
Economical development and sense gratification. Yes,
yeah.
two things.
But in as per the Vedic terms, the karmis level standard is different.
Karmis standard is?
Different, the definition, because they have to follow the Vedic way of occupation duties.
Well, that is right, but they are only indulging in that without knowing the ultimate purpose of the varna ashram or occupational duties to please Vishnu. Those who know that, they will go by a gradual path and they elevate themselves, but they are completely forgetful of atma tattva. not knowing the benefit of soul is to please Vishnu, they are simply indulgent to the sense in gratification and economical development, so they are wasting their main purpose of human life.
But the definition, but the dharma artha kama moksha, the process itself, when you do the, when you follow the process properly, then automatically the next the dharma, if you do it properly, you get the sense enjoyment. Dharma artha kama is the material enjoyment. Then the moksha comes when one is frustrated in that material enjoyment. So directly they don't.
If you read the real meaning of these four terms in a first canto, second chapter, the dharma is for liberation. The purpose of dharma is liberation, not economical development. The purpose of economical development is to follow the religiosity, not enjoyment. The enjoyment is to maintain the life and not to sense gratification. And why to maintain the life? For tattva jigyasa. These are the verses there. That is the real meaning of dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Not that we do religiosity to earn money, and we earn money to enjoy, and then we think we will be liberated. That is a fool's paradise.
That's the intent and motive of dharma, artha, kama, moksha.
Nobody knows that we follow the religiosity for liberation. Dharma apavargasya. This is the language. Dharma is for upwork, which means liberation. People think they are going to the temple. They are going to the temple or mosque or the church to get the money that they can enjoy. So that is not the purpose of religiosity. This is very superficial religiosity.
That's the point actually. In the Dharma Purojita Kaitavotra, in that sloka.
All four are rejected.
Yes.
If they are materially motivated. If they are materially motivated. If they are not properly understood, then they should be rejected. It's called three vargaka. These are four are not accepted by Vaishnavas generally.
Even the point, the intention of this discussion is that dharma, artha, kama, moksha itself, the Bhagavatam rejects it because it has the, there is no, first of all, the, what is called, the intent of glorifying the Lord is not specifically there, so we reject it.
Yes.
So it happened, the system is so inbuilt that naturally it, aggravates the desire for sense gratification, which is already dormant in the conditioned soul.
Yeah, there's a lot of loopholes in this system that people actually miss the goal, and they are deviated from the ultimate purpose of the human life. Right. So we are going to the verse number 4.
Deha
patya kaltra disho atma sanyeshu asat swapi. Tesham pramatto nidhanam pashyanapi na pashyati. Deeply attached, pramatha. Pramatha means almost like a insane person. To the body, children and wife, they, apatya means children, kaltra means wife, adishu means relative. Who are like an army giving protection, atma sanyesu. Though they are false, asattasu api. He sees their destruction, tesham nidhanam pashyanapi, but does not see it, not pashyanti. The summary of the verse is, being deeply absorbed in taking care of his family members, he does not see death approaching him. So that is the meaning of this verse. He does not see death is approaching him. Now, let us see what Srila Prabhupada is speaking about this verse. Person devoid of Atma Tattva, do not inquire into the problem of life. Being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children, wife, although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. this verse elaborates the phrase apashyantam atma tattvam. So this verse is explaining what is atma tattva. The body and other things are like one's army for fighting against time. One is attached to them even though they are false. Since the soul has no relationship with the body and other objects, or though they are not proper and incapable of saving one, asatsu, since they are material, the people remain inattentive, because though they destroy by time, they are destroyed by time, including parents who have not yet died. He sees their death but does not examine the matter. He is devoured by time. The devotee of the Lord, however, recognizes the Lord and not attached to the body, conquer the time. Srila Prabhupada writes, the material world is called the world of death. Mrityu loka. Mrityu loka. Every living being beginning from Brahma, whose duration life is some thousand of millions of years down to the germs, who live for a few seconds only, is struggling for existence. Means everybody has to die. Therefore, this life is sort of fight with material nature, which imposes death upon all. In the human form of life, a living being is competent enough to come to an understanding of this great struggle for existence. But being too attached to the family members, society, country, etc., he wants to win over the invincible material nature by the aid of bodily strength, children, wife, relative, etc. Although he is sufficiently experienced in the matter by dint of past experience and previous example of his deceased predecessors, he does not see that the so-called fighting soldiers like children, relative, society, members and countrymen are all fallible in great struggle. One should examine the fact that his father or his father's father has already died, that he himself is therefore also sure to die. And similarly, his children, who are the would-be father of their children, will also die in due course. No one will survive in this struggle with material nature. The history of human society definitely proves it. Yet the foolish people still suggest that in future they will be able to live perpetually with the help of material science. This poor fund of knowledge exhibited by human society is certainly misleading, and is all due to ignoring the constitution of the living soul. This material world exists only as a dream due to our attachment to it. Otherwise, the living soul is always different from the material nature. The great ocean of material nature is tossing with the waves of the time, and the so-called living conditions are something like foaming bubbles which appear before us as bodily self, wife, children, society, countrymen, etc. Due to lack of knowledge of the self, we become victimized by the force of the ignorance, and thus spoil the valuable energy of the human life in a vain search for after permanent living conditions which are impossible in this material world. Our friends, ladies, so-called wise children are not only fallible but also bewildered by the outward glamour of material existence. As such, they cannot save us. Still, we think that we are safe within the orbit of family, society or country. The whole material advancement of human civilization is like a decoration of a dead body. Everyone is dead, body flapping only for a few days, and yet all energy of human life is being wasted in decoration of the dead body. Sukadeva Goswami is pointing out the duty of the human being after showing the actual position of the bewildered human activities. Persons who are devoid of knowledge of Atma Tattva are misguided, but those who are devotees of the Lord and have perfect realization of the transcendental knowledge are not bewildered. So what is actually in this purport is the truth which is written on the wall that everybody has to leave the body will leave everybody, but everybody is trying to remain always here by so many other facilities that they can help us, which never happened. So this is sometimes Prabhupada used to use a one word called good use of bad bargain. Bad bargain is body. Bad bargain is this material body, because it gives pain all the time, it gives pleasure only little. How much pleasure it gives and how much pain it gives? Can you calculate this? You may have a nice massage, oil, wonderful bed, nice experienced massage man, but a small pin only touch the body, then you will say, oh my God, so painful. So all your happiness will evaporate with a small pin. So the pain in the body is more, suffering is more than pleasure. That is a bad bargain. And atma tattva means good use. Good use means somehow think that how can I get out of this. Now the verse number 5 actually is the solution given for all people, all times, all places. If they follow this process, they will be free from the fear of death. And this is the verse which is in our Nectar of Devotion, Vaidhi Sadhan Bhakti. A practice of bhakti, this verse is quoted there. Tasmad bhart sarvatma bhagavan ishvaro hari shrotavya kirtatvyascha smartavya sichato bhayam. O descendant of King Bharat, one who desired to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify and remember three things. Sharvanam, kirtanam, smaranam. Who is the super soul, sarvatma, the controller, Ishwar, the savior, Bhagavan, and Hari, who take away all the miseries. These four names are actually the four names there for God. Sarvatma, super soul, Ishwar, controller, savior, Bhagavan, and all miseries, who take away all miseries, is Hari. Therefore, do not perform karma for success, but perform bhakti alone. Are you, who are born in the family of Bharata, Lord is to be heard about by the person desiring fearlessness, absence of that which defeats him. The Lord Hari is the subject. By the three modifier, Sarvatma, Bhagavan and Ishwar, three type of bhakti are indicated. That with a desire for liberation, Raganuga and Vaidhi Bhakti. The first Lord who is Paramatma, Sarvatma, should be heard about by a person desiring liberation and freedom from fear, Abhayam. Second, Bhagavan, the beautiful son of Nanda, should be heard about by the person who are greedy for becoming fixed in his devotional, Abhayam. Amarkosh says, Bhagavan Sri Kam Mahatmaya Bhagavan Bhagam Sri Kam Mahatmayam Viryah Yatarang Kirtishu. Bhaga means wealth, desire, glory, power, effort and son and fame. In the third version of the Ishwar, Abhayam referred to the Lord because of whom one has no fear. This meaning is expressed in few verses later. Murtat sarvam utsarjaha gatvan abhayam harim. This will come next in a verse number 13. He at once freed himself from all material activities and took shelter of the Supreme safely. The personality of the Godhead, safety. The Lord who is controller, Ishwar, should be heard by the person who is controller, who desires the Lord who causes fearlessness. Two words cha also after chanting and remembering indicate that hearing, two process of chanting and remembering should be done at the same time. Thus the question about what is to be heard, chanted and remembered has been answered. So this verse is answer to what is to be heard, what is to be remembered and what is to be worshipped. So three verses were what not should be done, and now this verse says what should be done. Srila Prabhupada writes, somebody can read quickly. In the previous verse, Srila Shukdev Goswami has described how foolish materially attached men are wasting their valuable time in improvement of material condition of life by sleeping, indulging in sex life, developing, kidnapping, development, and maintaining a hand bend of the relatives who are to be vanquished in the year of Hare Krishna.
Recording in progress.
Hare Krishna, sorry, my main net is gone. So I'm just using my mobile. Alright, Hare Krishna. So, what we are reading is the verse number 5, which is the answer to the what should be done and what should be heard. Srila Prabhupada is writing, so if the living entity entangled in all these material activities, then he will undergo the, if he follow the law of fruitive action, it means karma, then he will undergo the cycle of repeated birth and death through 8400,000 species of life. Okay. Therefore, if one would desire freedom from this vicious circle, this is actually fear, then one must cease to act as a karmi. You see, all the way it is a karmi means really fruitive worker. Or enjoyer of the result of one's own work, good or bad. Good means Vedic and bad means Vikarma. One should not do anything either good or bad on his own account, but must execute everything on behalf of Supreme Lord, Akarma. So he should not do Karma or Vikram, he should become Akarmi. The ultimate proprietor of everything that be, Isha Vasha. This process of doing work is recommended in Bhagavad Gita. Yat karosi yadas nasi javasi zajidas yat tapasyasi konte tat kurushu madarpanam. Also, where instruction is given for working on the Lord's account, therefore one should first of all hear about Lord. When one has perfectly and scrutinizingly heard, one must glorify his act and deeds. And thus, it will become possible to remember constantly the transcendental nature of the Lord. So if you get somebody who is speaking, then you hear. If you get somebody who is ready to hear, then speak. If nobody is there to speak or hear, then you remember. Hearing about and glorifying Lord are identical with transcendental nature of the Lord. And so doing, one will be always in association with Lord. It means Lord and his pastime or his holy name are none different. This brings freedom from all sort of fear. Bhajavare manasri nanda nandana abhecharanara vindare. The Lord is super soul, paramatma, present in the heart of all living beings. And thus by the above hearing glorifying process, the Lord invites the association of all in his creation. And thus by the above hearing and glorifying process, the Lord invites the association of all in his creation. What actually it means, as a super soul, he is our Chaitya Guru. From inside, he helps us. This process of hearing about and glorifying Lord is applicable for everyone, whoever he may be. And it will lead one to the ultimate success in everything in which one may be engaged by providence. It means this is a process of bhakti, which anybody can perform. He may be whichever varna and ashram he may belong to. Everybody can perform bhakti. There are many classes of human beings, the fruitive worker karmi, the jnanis, empiric philosophers, and mystic yogis. And ultimately the unalloyed devotees. For all of them, one and the same process applicable for achieving the desired success. Everyone wants to be free from all kinds of fear. And everyone wants the fullest extent of happiness in life. The perfect process for achieving this here and now is recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is uttered by such a great authority as Srila Sukadeva Goswami. By hearing about and glorifying the Lord, all persons' activities becoming molded into spiritual activities. And thus all conception of material miseries become completely vanquished. So any question or comment? Yes?
I have a question, in verse number 3, we spoke about economic development. But if we aim at a financial independence, so that is also not encouraged in the Shastra.
See, one should maintain the body and soul together. He must acquire enough necessities to keep the body and soul together. Everything which is extravagant will always be the problem for acquiring, problem for keeping, and problem for maintaining, and then our attachment will be like Bharat Maharaj, only to the deer his attachment, and then he lost his all. He gave up the kingdom, queens and children, he was attached to the deer, and at the stage of bhav, he still got the body of a deer in a next life. So it is better to be self-sufficient, no doubt. Prabhupada wanted the self-sufficient societies. But that should be God-centered, not sense-centered. It should be God-centered, not sense-centered. Anybody else has anything to ask?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Hare Krishna, I have a question regarding what you mentioned towards the beginning about Sukadeva Goswami being happy to receive the questions from Parikshit Maharaj. So now I would like to ask a question regarding the fact that spiritual knowledge is considered Rajavidya, the science of kings also. It was given to the kings initially. And also you mentioned that the four Kumaras were preaching to Prithu Maharaj also, who was a king. Now, we see much later in Chaitanya Lila that when Prataparudra Maharaj approached Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya refused to see him. although Pratavaru Maharaj was a devotee and he could have inquired from Rochakanya. Why is that?
There are two paramparas. One is called Rajrishi Parampara and the other is called Rishi Parampara. So Rajrishi Parampara continues from with the kingly order, saintly person. And Rishi Parampara, which we have like, say, Brahma gave to Narada, Narada gave to Vyas, Vyas gave to Sukhdev, and Sukhdev gave to... This is Rishi Parampara. We are in Rishi Parampara, which continues. But the Parampara of the saintly kings, that is discontinued. Usually Rishi Parampara give the guidance to the Rajrishi Parampara to execute. So since sannyasi usually avoid meeting with materially opulent and indulged people. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just giving example to set for the sannyasis, that they should not be mixing with the materially opulent and materially attached people, because that is not beneficial for sannyasi. But ultimately, Pratap Rudra got the favor by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He embraced when he was chanting Gopi Geet as an ordinary person when he went in Jagannath Vallabh Garden. But he also allowed the son of Pratap Rudra to be embraced, which was like a half meeting. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually teaching us that preachers should not be actually carried away by rich people, and they will be obliged to them and they will not be actually able to keep even their own sadhanas. But here it was Dwapar Yug where King Parikshit was a Raj Rishi and Sukhdev Goswami was a Muni Satam. He is called Muni Satam and Parikshit is called Raj Rishi Satam. So best of the Raj Rishis, and he is the best of the... So, and there were so many saintly people in that assembly. His father was sitting there, Vyasdev. His father's guru Narad was sitting there. So in that assembly, there were so many saintly people, and king has already given up the whole kingdom. All opulence, he was sitting there like a mendicant. So he was a right candidate to receive Sukhdev Goswami. But generally, the saintly people are not interested in actually mixing with the materially opulent and materially indulged people, because that is not helpful for their spiritual pursuits. We are going to the verse number 6. Etavan Sankhya Yoga Bhyam Sarva Dharma Parinishtaya Janma Labha Para Ponsham Ante Narayana Smriti. This is a very nice verse actually. The summary of the verse is, but hearing, chanting and remembering are the limbs of bhakti. What is the highest process recommended for the karmis, jnani and yogis? The highest thing that they can achieve is to put an end to all their practice of jnana, yoga and karma and try to attain the remembrance of Narayan by practice of bhakti. That is explained in this verse. Now let us see what Srila Prabhupada is speaking about this verse. So Srila Prabhupada translates this verse, highest perfection of human life achieved either by complete knowledge of the matter and spirit, which means Sankhya, our practice of mystic yoga, yoga bhyam, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, dharma parinishtaya, means following the varnashram dharma, is to remember personally Godhead at the end of life, ante narayan smritihi. For person fixed in jnana, yoga and karma, gaining such a birth with remembrance of Narayan while rejecting the other process is the best. This is Vishwanath's mood. If a person doing jnana, karma or other process become devotee by association with devotee, they do not again perform these other processes. They become successful. That is expressed in this verse. For jnanis, yogis and karmis to attain such a birth is best. What birth is that? That is successful birth if with the end of jnana, yoga and karma. End means ante. Ante, not literally the end, but by proximity. Pure bhakti, remembrance of Narayan, appears. As in the case of Kumaras, Nav Yogendra, Prachin Barahi and others. These are the three examples given. Who has given jnana? The Kumaras have given their jnana, Nav Yogendra, they have given their yoga, Parachin Barit has given his karma. And others also, at the end, signifies that even if they give up bhakti, they do not again practice other process. This is said, Etavan eva yajatamihi nishriyaha usadhyaha bhagavatiya chalo bhava yad bhagavata sangataha. Auspiciousness arises from the worship of devata if firm devotion for the Lord arises from association with devotees. 2.3.11. Others say the verse means at the end of life, remembering Narayan is the supreme attainment. Srila Prabhupada writes, Narayan is the transcendental personality of Godhead beyond the material creation. Everything that is created, sustained, and at the end annihilated is within the compass of the Mahatattva. Anybody knows what is Mahatattva? Who is listening in the traveling car? Okay, Hari Bol. So what is Mahatattva?
Mahatattva is the combination of all the material ingredients and the
aggregate of all material energy.
It is aggregate of the total material energy which is existing before the creation.
During the creation is called Mahatattva, before the creation is called
Pradhan.
Right. Or Puran Pragya Keshav Das, huh?
Yes, Prabhu.
From where?
I am from basically connected to the Chennai temple and now I am in the Mayapur.
Chennai Mayapur, okay, welcome. So this is Mahatattva, okay? And Mahatattva is called material world. The extent of the Narayan or the personality of God is not within the jurisdiction of Mahatattva. As much as the name, form, attribute. So, neither Narayan, but his name is also not material. Narayan are beyond the jurisdiction. Okay, this is all right. Now, jnana is, this verse is called Sankhyabhyam. Sankhyabhyam means empiric philosophers. They separate the matter and spirit. And mystic yogis, they want to reach beyond the universe to other planet. And the third is religious duties, which is varnashram. But all these, if not reaching ultimately to Narayan Sumurti, or constant remembrance of the personality of Godhead, then there is no benefit. This is possible only by association of pure devotees. So all they can advance only if the devotees associate with them or give them association. This is possible only by the association of pure devotee who can give a finishing touch to the transcendental activities of all jnanis, yogis and karmis in terms of prescribed duties defined in the scripture. There are many historical instances of achievement of spiritual perfection such as that of the Sanakadi Rishi. They were jnanis, but Brahmaji advised them to go to the Vaikunth and they smell the fragrance of the lotus feet of Narayan and they become bhakta. And nine celebrated Yogendra who attained perfection after being situated in devotional service of the Lord. None of the devotees of the Lord ever deviated from the path of devotion by taking to other method or adopted by jnanis and yogis. Everyone is anxious to achieve the highest perfection of this particular activity and is indicated here in Narayan Smritihi. So how can we remember God? For that, for every step, if we learn to remember on every step, then we can reach to this ultimate end. Okay, now we are doing the last verse of today's assignment. Prayena munyo rajan nivrta vidhi shedataha nairgunyastahara mantesma kunanukathane harihi. O King Parikshat, mainly the top most transcendentalist, mainly means prayena, munyo means transcendentalist, who are above the regulative principle, nivrta vidhi. Nivrta means free. Vidhi means regulative principle. And restrictions, sedataha. Take pleasure and describe the glories of the Lord. Nirgonya stha ramante sma gunanu kathane hari. Gunanu kathane hari means always glorifying hari. O King, generally the sages who are beyond the rules and prohibition, who are situated beyond the gunas, take pleasure in glorifying the qualities of the Lord. Beyond guna is a word here, nirgunya. Nirgunya means they have crossed the three modes of material nature. And only that can be done by bhakti. The perfection is to realize the sweetness of qualities of the qualities and form of the light, Lord. So perfection is to realize the sweetness of the qualities and form of the Lord. That is far superior to merging in the Brahm. This verse gives some proof of realization of the Lord. Those situated beyond guna, who have done beyond the rules, who have gone beyond the rules and prohibition, those who are liberated, take pleasure in glorifying qualities of the Lord, not in happiness of impersonal Brahman, no. The word generally is used because some Jivan Mukta perform glorifying Lord's quality in order to merge in the Brahm. And they do not take pleasure in those glories. So praya means 99%. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The topmost transcendentalist is liberated soul. And is therefore not within the purview of regulative principle. The neophyte who is intended to be promoted to the spiritual plan is guided by a spiritual master under the regulative principles, which means Vaidhi Bhakti, Vaidhi Sadhan Bhakti. He may be compared to a patient who is treated by various restrictions, prohibition, under the medical jurisdiction. Generally, liberated souls also take pleasure in describing the transcendental activities. As mentioned above, since Narayana Hari, the personality of Godhead, is beyond the material creation, his form and attributes are not material. The topmost transcendentalist are the real, all the liberated soul realize him by advanced experience of transcendental knowledge, and therefore they take pleasure in discussion of the transcendental qualities of the Lord's pastime. In Bhagavad Gita 4:9, the personality of God had declared that this his appearance and activities are all divyam, janma karma cha me divyam. The common man who is under the spell of material energy takes it for granted that the Lord is like one of us, and therefore he refuses to accept the transcendental nature of the Lord's form, name, etc. The topmost transcendent is not interested in anything material. And his taking interest in matter of the Lord's activities is definite proof that Lord is not like one of us in the material world. The Vedic literature also, confirm that Supreme Personality is one, but he is engaged in his transcendental pastime in company of his unalloyed devotees, and that simultaneously he is present as a super soul, an expansion of Baladev in the heart of all living entities. Therefore, the highest perfection of transcendental realization is to take pleasure in hearing and describing the transcendental qualities of Lord, not in merging into the impersonal Brahm existence, or for which the impersonal monist aspire. Real transcendental pleasure is realized in glorification of the transcendental Lord and not in feeling of being situated in his impersonal feature. But there are also others who are not the topmost transcendentalist, but on the lower status, who do not take pleasure in describing the transcendental activities of the Lord. Rather, They discuss such activities of the Lord formally with the aim of merging into the existence. So now we have completed our today's quota. Tomorrow we'll continue from verse number 8 onward. So you have any question, comment, or some question bank? You all got the question bank papers? Yes? Anybody? Anybody has question bank papers? From these seven verses what we have discussed today, first verse is the glorification of the question asked by Parikshit. Second, third and fourth verse, what not should be heard, remembered or worshipped. And fifth verse, what should be done. And the sixth and seventh verse, ultimately, whichever process they follow, ultimately by the association of devotees, if they come to the remembrance of the Supreme Lord Narayana or Krishna at the end of the life, that is the perfection. But actually speaking, for preaching, the second, third and fourth verse are most important, that how people are wasting their life. And for practicing bhakti, verse number 5 is most important. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Paramatma is for the yogis, and say karmis has a different process, jnanis has different, but Bhagavan is for the devotees, because he reciprocate. So, any question or comment?
We have a question. Explain the relationship between hearing about the Lord and working for the Lord. Describe also the result of such hearing and working.
Hearing and working both? So now we have read all this. Anybody want to shed some light? How can we answer this question? Yes, Ajay ji, boliye.
Very nice. So working for the Lord is, you know, when you are thinking of the Lord, actually when you are engaging your senses in serving the Lord, that results in thinking of intense thinking and do in a sense of pleasing the Lord. So all of those things are associated in devotional service, connected to devotional service. So that's why, you know, by us taking on different services in the movement and engaging those services is very, very important.
Very good. So the question is, by hearing about Lord and by engaging in Lord's service, what is the goal? What is the last part of the question?
I had put the result of working and hearing.
Result of hearing and working for the Lord. What is the result? Result is becoming free from the fear. Because this is what actually is the verse number 5. This answer will be in verse number 5. Explain the relationship between... What you put there? In a chat you put something. Let me look if I can find. I'm not on a phone, not on my computer. Chat. Explain the relationship between hearing about the Lord and working for the Lord. Describe also the result of such hearing and working. So explain the relationship between hearing and working. Hearing about the Lord and working for the Lord. So hearing about the Lord is Sharvanam. And working about the Lord is engaging in a devotional service, using our senses, as Ajay is saying, in service of the master of the senses. So what we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are hearing the same sound, and what we are actually requesting in Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting, please engage, hey energy of the Sri Krishna, Radha Rani, please engage us in the service of Krishna. So actually, hearing even Mahamantra or hearing Katha is actually request for service. So hearing Cheto Darpan Marjanam, it will purify our heart, and then we can be engaged in service of the Supreme Lord. And result of such hearing and working is, one will be free from the fear of the material existence. And because the hearing about and working for Lord is beyond material modes of nature, it is at a transcendental platform. Therefore, the practitioner of hearing and working for the Supreme Lord, working means engaging in pure devotional service, loving devotional service, will definitely transfer himself back home, back to Godhead. Yes, anything else you can find?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that when one has perfectly and spiritually hardened, one must glorify his acts and deeds, and thus it will become possible. This is the result mentioned here. Thus it will become possible to remember constantly the transcendental nature of the mode. So, this is the answer, and you can write for this, and what is the result of hearing?
He will always remember Lord, and the one who remember Lord will ultimately ante nara and smriti. So he will go back home, back to Godhead, and will be free from the repeated birth and death. There is also extension of the same theme. Yes, okay.
Thank you,
Prabhu. Oh, one hand is up. Who is this, Prabhu?
Anandita Girpa Maidar. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Anil Kumar, yes.
I am Anandita Girpa Maidar. My Karmi name is here.
Anantamaya Kirpa Das, okay.
Anarpit
Kripa Maidas. Okay, Anarpit Kripa Maidas, yes.
The chanting the name of the Lord and hearing over the Lord, what are the components or tattva which vanish or destroy the fear? Like, suppose him, we eat something, after that we feel our stomach is full and we get the energy. There is some calculation actually. We get some food, some calories there, some energy is there, that give us the satisfaction when we feel that we don't need this. So how this fear go away through the glories of the Lord, through the hearing these? So please explain, please enlighten me.
Okay. One answer is given in the first canto, 7th chapter. This Bhagavatam is actually compiled by Vyasadeva. Simply by hearing Bhagavatam, Krishna Bhakti will awaken. And as soon as Krishna Bhakti will awaken, the shok moho bhaya apaha, lamentation of the past, and moho of the present, moho means a sort of bewilderment of the present, and bhaya of the future means fear of the future disappears. Simply by hearing Bhagavatam, the shok of the past, shok means lamentation of the past, moho of the present, means bewilderment of the present and fear of the future will go away. And the answer in Bhagavad Gita is like that, Bodhayanta paraskar param kathyantascha nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. When such pure devotees discuss about me to one another, they are satisfied. Tushyanti, they are satisfied. And ramanti, they are ramanti means they are completely in love with God. So it is also said, service itself gives pleasure at the stage of practice. When we practice bhakti, the service itself gives pleasure. But when we perfect our bhakti, then the love of God itself gives us the immense relishment of the love. So at the sadhana stage, the service gives pleasure. And siddhi stage, or the perfect stage, the love of God awakens and then everything is blissful. Sandra Ananda Vishesh Atma. At the level of prem, it is a condensed bliss. So technically, what should not be heard are the three verses, 2, 3, 4. And what should be done for all people, all times, all places, number 5, verse number 5. And that is actually the required verse for Vaidhi Sadhan Bhakti in our Nectar of Devotion. You go and see, it is what this verse is there. This is the beginning of the Vaidhi Sadhan Bhakti. Okay, thank you very much. See you tomorrow, 5:30. No other question from this section?
Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Recording stopped.
Okay, Hare Krishna. So the list I will send, okay.
Recording in progress.
I have this some slides about these verses. I know if I can share with you. Let me see. Okay, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Gaur Premanande. Net kharab hai, net halek hondi, phone ma kam pe hola.
My net kharab hai. Hey, what Wi-Fi?
Halek pe par ye mein halek hondi.
Na, wo bhi kam karto
de. Hina khatam de, na, tu bo mitte hai.
बोले
जो